Well, it's that time again. Daylight saving time begins this weekend, but taxpayer saving time? Well, thanks to Governor Evers, that's a little further off. Hi, I'm State Senator Julian Bradley. This weekend, we'll set our clocks forward 1 hour. It'll cost us some sleep, but what the governor did cost us a lot more. By now, you've heard the story. Governor Evers abused the partial veto. As a result, property taxes skyrocketed this year, and will for the next 399. Thanks to Governor Evers' 400-year tax increase, you'd have to set your clock forward 3,500,326 hours to get to a time when you won't be hit by annual property tax hikes. Look, I know every governor wants a legacy, but I'd really prefer if he'd name a bridge after himself or something. Senate Republicans have been working to fix the problem and return money to taxpayers. We've advanced legislation to repeal it, and we're working to make it impossible to abuse veto power like this in the future. Working families need relief now. That's why Republicans have proposed rebate checks to put money directly back into your pockets. Single filers would be eligible for $500, while married filers would be up to $1,000. That's real money that you can use to deal with rising costs or next year's property tax bill. Families deserve relief now, not sometime in the next four centuries. Unfortunately, Governor Evers continues to stand in the way. He said he doesn't support legislation to give you a rebate check. He even called it a joke. Well, I'm not laughing. I think we can all agree, government shouldn't be planning tax increases that last longer than the United States has been a country. Wisconsin families deserve better. And I'll keep working with my colleagues in the legislature to deliver real relief by lowering taxes, returning surplus dollars, and making sure government works for the people who pay the bills. I'm State Senator Julian Bradley, and thank you for listening.